Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
Well, you know, we talk about exercise a lot. I do my American College of Sports Medicine show every week here at Radio MD. I'm also an exercise physiologist, so you know we talk about exercise and all the benefits that go with it. However, when we talk about sex, do those have some of the same benefits as exercise? Well, you can better believe that they do. My guest is Rico Cavaglia. He is the creator of Lifetime Fitness Programs and the Ageless Living Lifestyle. Welcome to the show, Rico. So tell us about sex and why. Does it have some of the health benefits we're going to talk about?
Well, I think, first of all, the reason that we even bring this topic up, because obviously sex is a big topic, and hopefully we hope that most people like sex and enjoy sex. And we also know, as you know, as being an exercise person, you know, that we have a big problem in America trying to get people to get more exercise, as you know. So I thought this was a good topic to show people that there's not only exercise benefits, but, you know, there's mental benefits as well. So we actually have, I came up with about 10 different really great benefits from having as much sex as you possibly can.
Okay, so let's talk about some of them.
Okay, well, I think the number one, first one, is that sex really is a really good at reducing stress. And as you well know, too, stress is a big thing. We know stress now is a really precursor to just about every disease and ailment that we have. So if you can reduce stress, that's going to be a big thing to really improve your health. So it's been documented. You know, there's been a lot of scientific studies that that regular sex, it actually, you know, really calms you down, really reduces stress, and I think that's probably the number one benefit.
Well, it certainly does help relieve stress, and those hormones that build up when we have stress, that cortisol hormone that's so
exactly
detrimental to our cardiovascular system and even our mental capabilities. So stress release is a great way. You know, sex does definitely help that. And what about some of the more physiologic things like blood pressure and immunity and that sort of thing?
Exactly. There's also been studies that sex actually lowers blood pressure. And again, we know that's a big problem for so many people as well. So you can reduce your stress, you can lower your blood pressure. And then, of course, it also actually burns calories. And, of course, the more fit you are, the more able you can last longer and be more physically active with your sex, so you can burn calories. So it has the benefit of also burning calories. And, of course, it actually can be a cardiovascular workout as well. They've actually done, it's amazing some people just test about everything. Isn't that amazing how they can test us about everything?
They can do studies on everything now.
Yeah, and people volunteer for it, so it's pretty interesting. They've actually, you know, hooked people up, you know, to your heart rate monitors and had sex, and shows you that you can actually get a pretty good cardiovascular workout with sex as well.
One of the things I think is a great benefit is that self-esteem, because really you could feel pretty bad about yourself, and that is the vicious cycle, Rico, of sex. Is sometimes if you feel bad about yourself, you don't want to let anyone see your body, and you don't want to have sex, and you don't want to be naked in front of anybody, and yet it can do just the opposite. It can make you feel sexy. It can make you feel loved. It can make you feel desirable and all of those things. So it's kind of that vicious cycle. You got to just kind of jump in with both feet and stop that cycle.
Is that, well, you said it really well. That's exactly it. It definitely can improve your self-esteem. And people shouldn't be hesitant to have sex because of worrying about how they look and all that. It's something that's just, I think, you know, when you actually go for it and enjoy it, it makes you feel really just good about yourself and about your life. But then the other thing is, I think it could be a double-edged sword there. You know, if you're not confident in your performance, it can lower your self-esteem. So that's another thing that's why it's so important to exercise and to be as fit as possible, and to realize, you know, it's a thing to have fun with and to enjoy, and not to make such a big deal out of it as well.
And physiologically, pelvic floor muscles, which are a problem for women and men too, and prostate cancer, now the studies are showing about that. So tell us a little bit about the pelvic floor muscles, which we know as exercise people, you can do some exercises for with the Kegels and such, but sex kind of does the same thing, yes?
Well, it should. All people should realize, you know, that sex is not something that, you know, again, you should learn how to do it properly. So it is actually a physical activity. So when you use those Kegel muscles and those pelvic floor muscles and your core muscles, you know, when you are actually using good technique and you have some good endurance there, you can actually really build the strength of those muscles, like say specifically for women. But it also builds, you know, core muscles for men and women. So it can really reduce the risk of having incontinence, and it can actually massages your prostate gland for men. So it has so many benefits, and it's so. I think the really cool thing about it is, at the same time as you're enjoying sex, you can also be really benefiting your body and getting your body in better shape.
We're learning more and more about sleep and its importance to our overall health, and not only to our overall health, but to our obesity risk and to our diabetes risk. So sex, we all hear, you know, some people, I don't know, I think it's Howard Stern who always said he had to masturbate before he could fall asleep every night. So yeah, it's definitely something that can help relax us enough that you can fall asleep.
Absolutely right. It actually, when you have sex, it actually releases the hormone oxytocin, which promotes restful sleep. So I think anybody has experienced that. When you have a really good bout of sex, it makes you relax and you can sleep better. So it's really, having more sex should really help you to sleep better. So that's another really good benefit of having sex.
It certainly is. Now, you were telling me just off the air about something new that you came up with, a Vita Stick. What did you say?
Well, yeah, I'm starting a whole new movement. It's called the Vitality for Life Movement. And this is really geared towards people, what we'd like to say, in the second half of your life, over 40. It's called the Vitality Stick, and you can find out about it at vitalitystick.com. But it's a whole workout stick that you can do an aerobic workout, you can do a strength workout, you can do a stretch workout, all with just this stick in the comfort of your home. So we got some big hopes for that. It's going to help people that haven't been exercising or never get around to going to the gym and or maybe are a little bit intimidated by going to a gym, that they can get a full, complete body workout just at home with our new Vitality Stick.
Tell them where they can find that information.
At vitalitystick.com. We're just going to be launching that site here pretty soon, but people can go there and find out about it and see what's going on with that. So, yeah, I appreciate you asking about that.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's cool, and we're always looking for new tips and things on how people can exercise, whether it's at home. And as you say, some people are intimidated to go to the gym and always have been. That free weight area has always been a little intimidating. So, you know, this is a great way. Anything, in my opinion, that helps people motivate. I mean, Rico, I'm digging my Fitbit because it's just giving me that little extra, checking my resting heart rate when I wake up, checking my working out heart rate, checking out how many steps. I want to get my 20,000 today. And so it's definitely a little bit different now. So just in this last half a minute here, give us your best, wrap up the show for us with the top 10 benefits of sex and why you think they are so important.
Well, they're so important because not only everybody should really enjoy sex more, because it relieves stress, can lower your blood pressure, it actually burns calories, it can improve your cardiovascular health, it actually builds muscle, it reduces pain, it helps you to sleep better, makes you feel better about yourself. So many great benefits. So I think this is a really great topic that people should realize that, hey, sex not only is fun, but it's really good for your health.
Absolutely great information. And it certainly is. And remember, it can help you sleep and relieve stress and everything that Rico was discussing today. So just one more reason we're talking about it here at Radio MD on Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Share these shows with your friends. Scroll around, learn something with us, because that's how we all learn together. And we spread this great information around. So we got more great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.